Get Wired. Radio
Borders. It's Liam here. I'm catching up with some people from Gillie Shields Academy Wider Achievement Ceremony. And now I am joined with Carly, Alice and Cara. So what did you girls get your award for tonight?
We got our award for an Essex film. That's me and Cara. Alice got other awards.
I got another one for being great in general.
So how long did it take these guys to the film?
We haven't actually done it yet, but we're just like on the verge of doing it.
We start filming on Monday.
Were you nervous when you went up on the stage?
I thought I was going to fall over.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. No, I was fine.
Yeah, I think we all have that fear of falling over.
Yeah. Do Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, just fall gracefully.
Okay, thank you for your time, girls.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
I'm back with Ewan Nelson and you opened tonight's ceremony, so what was it like for you?
It was good. It was, pipes were sounding easy. Well, playing good because of the heat, they were playing quite easy, and no, I felt good playing tonight. I played well, and it was a good little event to play at. It always like works up your confidence when you play at things like this, so yeah.
Was it easy good to learn the bagpipes?
The bagpipes are one of the hardest instruments. it's hard, it's ups and downs learning bagpipes. You always go through the stage where you don't want to play anymore because it's just... But then you realise how amazing an instrument it is, and you stick at it, and then, yeah, it's an okay instrument to play. It takes a while, though. You're always learning. Yeah, I've enjoyed tonight. It was shorter than I thought. It's always a plus. Yeah, I've enjoyed tonight. I've enjoyed playing. It's sort of the first event of the year playing the pipes. It's not really an event, but it's the first time playing the pipes in front of people. Got competitions this year, so getting used to a big crowd in front of you is always good to get that out in the way early on.
So, okay, thanks for your time, Ewan.
That's alright, yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Ali, this time from the Morton Telegraph. He was the guest star last year, and what was it like seeing stuff last year?
It was nerve-wracking, to be honest, but I came up to the Academy as a former pupil myself, so I realised how important it is to recognise pupils like yourself, Liam, who give up their valuable spare time to help others in the community or do extra work at school. Exams don't always kind of recognise these things, so it's important that events like this are held to kind of give the people's encouragement to go on.
Was it nerve-wracking on the stage when you were talking?
It was terrifying because there were so many people who's given up their time to do good things in the community. But I think I got through it okay. I thought the speaker tonight, Douglas Ormiston from the youth club, I thought he did very well. So hopefully they'll invite him back next year.
Do you remember any of your funny jokes from last year?
Well, I remember telling them how about 100 years ago I was sitting in this very hall, sitting my exams, and I was telling them how I wasn't particularly fond of exams, and some of the time when I was in exams, if it was a difficult question, I told them I could often find myself staring up to the wall where there hung a framed Scotland shirt donated to the school by another former pupil, John Collins, and I used to look up to the John Collins' signed Scotland shirt for inspiration, and wish I was outside playing football.
That's good. What's it like working for this Orbit Telegraph?
It's really good. I started off delivering the paper when I was at school. I went on to get work experience at the Border Telegraph when I was still at school. And my first full-time job was with the Border Telegraph as a trainee reporter. I worked my way up to senior reporter. I came back 6 years ago, and just over a year ago I was appointed editor. And just this week, the Border Telegraph is one of only 8 papers in the UK to achieve circulation growth.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Liam.
I'm back again, guys, and this time I'm with Mrs. Anderson, who organised this whole event for us at Gillie Shields Academy. So, was it stressful or anything for to organise this?
Well, Liam, it was very stressful, yes, because we had an awful lot of awards to present this evening, as you saw. So we had to think how we were going to manage to get all the pupils into the hall, and we didn't have the capacity to do that. So we had to open up the canteen and the big doors into the canteen. So we've had more awards than we've ever had before, but I think that says a lot about our young people and how well they've done.
It sure is really a lot of what we all do.
Yeah, and how, you know, such wide achievement as well. It was really good to see, and especially the Parent Council Awards as well, you know.
Yeah.
It was really just, it just shows that all our young people are capable of achieving something.
And did you enjoy tonight?
Yes, I did. I say that because it's more relief that everything went okay in the end.
Did you enjoy, like, afterwards speaking to parents and stuff?
Yeah, that's the nice part, because you get to speak, and speaking to the pupils, I thought our six pupils that were on the stage running the ceremony today did a really fantastic job.
Yeah, they've done really good.
They spoke really well, and they've got themselves all organised, so I was really proud of them, and I wanted to say that to them as well. And it's nice to catch up with people as well.
Yeah.
But do you know what? My mum was in the audience and I never even got a chance to speak to her.
Oh.
So she'll not be speaking to me the night. I'll have to phone her later.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay, no problem, Liam.
Thank you. Get Wired. Radio Borders.